This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Lok Sabha has been adjourned till tomorrow following opposition ruckus over several issues, including alleged police action during students' protest over the NEET issue. When the House met at 11 a.m, the Lok Sabha paid tributes to the victims of the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla stated that today marks 81 years of the tragic atomic bombings in Japan. The House also observed silence in memory of the victims of the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. After that, Mr. Birla tried to take up the question hour, but the opposition members raised the issue of alleged police action during students' protests. The opposition members were demanding a statement from Union Home Minister Amit Shah on alleged police action during students' protests. The Rajya Sabha has taken up the Appropriation No. 3 Bill 2026 for consideration and return. When the House reassembled at 2:45 p.m. after the second adjournment, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman moved the bill. It provides for the authorization of the appropriation of money from the Consolidated Fund of India to meet amounts spent on certain services during the financial year ended on the 31st of March 2023 in excess of the amounts granted for those services for that year. The government has sought over 54,000 crore rupees to meet certain excess expenditure. It will be spent on repayment of debt. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today chaired a meeting in New Delhi of the Parliamentary Consultative Committee for the Ministry of Defence focused on the Territorial Army. Addressing the meeting, Mr. Singh said, "The Territorial Army is a living embodiment of the citizen-soldier concept." He said, "While its members engage in civilian pursuits, they simultaneously don the uniform to safeguard the borders and maintain internal security." Mr. Singh acknowledged their role in carrying out relief and rescue work and providing medical aid to those in need during the Kerala floods, Odisha cyclone, and the recent floods in Assam. The Bombay High Court today convicted former Tehalka editor Tarun Tejpal in the 2013 sexual assault case involving a former junior colleague. A division bench of Justices Neela Gokhale and Amit Jamsandikar of the Bombay High Court's Goa bench convicted Tejpal under provisions of the Indian Penal Code related to rape by a person in a position of trust or authority, sexual harassment, and assault with intent to disrobe a woman. During the hearing, Tejpal sought leniency, describing himself as a political victim and the father of two daughters. The case stems from allegations made by a former junior colleague who accused Tejpal of sexually assaulting her inside a hotel elevator during the ThinkFest event in Goa in November 2013. In Jammu and Kashmir, the annual Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra is progressing smoothly as lakhs of devotees from across the country have paid obeisance at the Holy Cave Shrine this year so far. The pilgrimage, which commenced on the 3rd of July, witnesses thousands of pilgrims undertaking the sacred journey under a multi-layered security grid on a daily basis. A report.
More than 4,70,000 pilgrims have performed darshan at the Holy Cave Shrine since the commencement of the Yatra. Every day, thousands of pilgrims, including men, women, children and others, undertake the Yatra, which is scheduled to culminate on August 28. The Yatra is presently continuing through the Balthal route only, as the traditional Pahalgam route is undergoing maintenance. Authorities have made elaborate arrangements to ensure smooth and safe conduct of the Yatra. Shfaq Shah, Akashvani News, Srinagar.
The Indian Meteorological Department has issued an orange colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall conditions over Uttarakhand, Jharkhand, Gangetic, West Bengal, Odisha, Madhya Maharashtra, Konkan and Goa for the day. Heavy rainfall is also expected over Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, parts of Northeast India and the Andaman and Nicobar Islands till tomorrow. Indian javelin throwers Ashish Yadav and T. Dharanidharan, along with discus thrower Manat Kamboj, secured places in the final rounds of their respective events at the World Athletics Under-20 Championships in Eugene in the USA. The finals will be played on Sunday. Hockey India today announced the 18-member India Junior Women's Team for the AHF Asia Cup 2026 to be held in Mochi, China from August 30th to September 13th. And with that, we end this news bulletin.